Man, I'm gonna have to scoot up.
What? Why are you gonna have to scoot up?
Because that thing's gonna start falling back here.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our show. This is Hard to Follow with your host, Bert. Sitting here with me, we have Miriam, Fanny, Robert, and Sandra sitting here with us today. Also, Javier. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Dad, wake up.
Oh, he's asleep.
Yeah, he's like, I hate this place.
Why do you make me do this?
Yeah, why am I here?
Oh, yeah, he ate too much.
He's in Zen mode right now.
Oh shit!
At once is fine.
Yes, the
chiefless.
So guys, I was watching this thing, and some guy was bringing up some things of what would happen in the world, and one of the if something just weird happened, one of the things that they were talking about: what if cockroaches became human size?
What the fuck?
What do you do, man?
Man, I'll start murdering them motherfuckers.
Well, they don't die.
But you can, punch them now, you know? You can still punch them when they're little, but...
But don't they say that even if you, squish them, you gotta not squish them with your stuff? Because they lay, eggs and shit?
I always, clean off my shoe.
You guys not see Men in Black?
We are the Men in Black.
20 years ago.
You guys don't remember the song? You guys never watched the movie?
No, he hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
No, I saw all the Men in Black, I think. How many were there?
So you didn't know how to work it.
What are you talking about, dude?
Somebody's wire is making noise.
No.
It's the AC.
It's the AC.
Yeah. If you guys hear that in the background, it's the AC, guys. It's hot in Texas today.
You guys can't even hear it on there.
Well, no. That's fine. So, Roberts, since I have you closest to me, we're going to start this way. What would you do, dude? You wake up one morning, you hear on the radio, cockroaches are human size. What are you doing?
What are we doing? I don't know.
Yeah, you're at home, and all of a sudden,
wait,
10 of them are
clarify,
at your house.
Are they attacking, or they're just, going on about their day?
Well, little ones don't attack, except for the flying ones.
Are they standing up or are they laying down?
They're moving cockroaches, but they move.
So you can ride them.
But they move fast. You know how cockroaches move really fast? They fly and they move really fast. But in human, still the same size, but they move really, really fast. So when you try to squish them, they're going to fly at you. So if you try to attack it, it's going to fly at you.
Yeah, it'll tumble you down.
Yeah.
Or you can dominate it
and use it. And technically, it has an exosuit, right? A hard shell on now.
Why would it be harder?
Is it a turtle? Because
it's bigger now.
So
wouldn't it be harder?
No. You got the little cockroaches.
That's nasty, huh?
And the bigger cockroaches, and it's the same strength.
Yeah.
She thinks
you're
she knows.
Dumb.
I mean,
it's
bigger doesn't mean it's harder.
That should be my little sound button.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
We're doing it.
No.
That's your sound. Hate you. I just listened to that episode again.
I just want to know when Bird says giant cockroach, the first thing you go is can you ride it?
So Robert.
What? It's a cockroach, not a cock.
Yeah. I mean, you can ride both.
I'm just saying.
So Roberts, what are you doing?
Your family listen to this show?
I barely listen to it.
Your family?
Oh no. Well,
I need to know when this is posted. Because they might.
It won't.
It will. Roberts.
Editing team.
This is going on Patreon.
Roberts, all right. So what are you doing? You wake up and there's huge cockroaches now outside.
I mean, if they're just hanging out, not bothering me, I don't have a problem.
You don't think
what if you're allergic?
Be scared and just be like, I need to kill these fucking things.
If they mess with my
He's allergic to scorpions.
You can be allergic to scorpions. You know what I mean? Roaches don't bite you.
Eat
you
something never know. Like
some
that.
Do. The flying ones.
Then yeah, but then it's on.
Yeah, so as long as they're not messing with you, you're leaving
literally
them alone.
Two
yeah, I don't have a big problem with
it. I know.
I mean, who knows? You may find out that they're good to eat or something. And
ew, he wants to eat a cock. What?
Wait, she's got something real, not your trash.
Lil Uzi Vert just ate a cockroach. He's this dumb rapper. And he ate a cockroach in Thailand, where it's a delicacy.
See, it's a delicacy.
And it's the big one like that.
Now you got a giant. Well,
y'all can't see, but it's a big one. Like y'all on a stick. It's like chicken on a stick, but it's a fucking big ass radish.
Ew.
Where's gross?
Thailand.
If we had video right now, we would zoom on Jamie's face. Nasty. I don't know why I'm here.
I know, right? He's like, fuck this.
All right. So Robert.
And he
says
his face doesn't make face.
So you would leave him alone if they left you alone?
Sure. Why not?
You wouldn't be like, I need to kill one of these fucking bugs.
Nah.
Would you try spraying them with Raid to see, just to see what
it wouldn't even work on them because so they're too big.
He wants to piss it off so the roach follows you.
It would sneeze.
Yeah, I just want to see what it does. If it's going to mess with me, then yes, we're going to have to.
So you're going to like poke it with a stick?
No, I'm not going to poke it with a stick to see what it does. You're just going to let it go. Let it be.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like him.
If it tries to come in my house, well.
We're having issues.
It's gonna get shot.
We got a problem.
You shooting it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I imagine you know how gooey they are without when you step on them. Can you imagine if you tried to stab one?
Well, shooting one would be the same though, right? Because you're still
all the guts would be coming out. Yeah, but it'd be on you.
Scoot up so I can throw up on this one.
Why are you throwing up?
I'm imagining it.
Was that the noise that you made when we talked about maggots that one time?
Stop.
Why would you bring it up?
Because there's these things called medical maggots.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay. Did I show you the video?
Yes.
Okay.
Medical maggots?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're supposed to help heal.
I saw the movie Gladiator once.
Gladiator.
When you have a infection that they can't cure with drugs.
Medical? Medicine?
They throw maggots in the hole and let them eat.
All the bacteria.
The rotten flesh.
Yeah.
They don't throw them in the hole. They set them neatly on your arm or leg or whatever and let that eat the bacteria.
So you've had a treatment.
No. This doesn't count, right? I could go to this, right? Like, it's not going to affect us in the long run, right?
So you have an infection.
I'm over here like...
Oh God!
Why
okay.
are you giving me the finger?
I did not. Yeah. I asked it. If I could. There's no cameras.
Actually, there is.
Oh. Nah. Oh shit! I forget. So Miriam, what are you doing with human-sized cockroaches?
Like I'm a shorter-sized human. So if these cockroaches are bigger than me, I ain't doing shit.
You're fun.
Are you gonna try to hit them with your car?
No.
If she can hit a dog, why not?
I have not hit a dog.
Oh my God, you hit a dog.
You ran a dog over me?
No, it was a kid. It was not a dog.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You hit a cat?
Once.
Oh.
I hit a human
it was
before.
Your cat.
Was it? Because I'm missing two.
No, it was not. No.
Yeah, that was not your cat.
Where's my phone? I'm going to check.
It was during the
picture. She's like, look at this cat. I ran over guys.
No, I felt bad.
It was during the porch party when we were leaving. That's
what I thought. I wasn't driving that day.
Right over Nicole's cat.
No, so, Nicole, it wasn't me, I swear.
So you're just going to leave him alone?
I'll probably hide from him because...
Yeah, hopefully you don't come
in contact
with him.
She doesn't listen.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm still married.
Oh.
fair. All right.
But don't worry. If something happens, I'm coming for you, Via.
No, he's married.
He
happily,
is a really
right?
good cook.
I was gonna say something else.
Oh, whoa.
You totally paused.
Chill,
bro.
I mean, why is he blushing?
Hey, he did say I tried his sauce earlier today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I just dipped my finger in his sauce, and I'm like, you did what with the what?
Yeah, he did something.
So funny. What are you doing? Human-sized cockroaches.
She's like, not squashing it.
If they're attacking, of course we're attacking back.
Yeah.
But if they want to be part of the society, then we gonna tax the motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying?
They can't get a job. It's a cockroach.
It's still
they
just
have
a
little
bug.
Arms,
but they're still dumb.
So?
Have you seen the
they have jobs.
Have you seen the movie District 9?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What if they become like that?
Yeah,
I just thought about
that
shit.
Like, that, okay, yeah.
Bonnie's going to show up to work. I'm here with my
okay, is someone
going to
explain?
You need to watch the movie.
Yeah, this is one of those you need to watch the movie. They are human cockroaches, right? Ish? Well,
I mean, till the end.
Yes.
Then they're feral?
Chrome?
feral cockroaches? Or?
Yeah. I don't know.
Boiler
not, they're not really cockroaches. They're
aliens.
Kind of like a grasshopper looking thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. They are aliens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what it amounts to.
You should watch it.
Okay. I have it on DVD. You can borrow.
Okay, what's thanks. It called?
District 9.
I watched the bootleg.
No, pass.
It's, why?
It sounds sci-fi.
It's not really. It's a heartwarming story.
Okay.
it's a story about love.
Yeah. It depends what side you're on.
Sci-fi can be about love. Mm-hmm.
And two aliens and found love and they had a cockroach.
Coming of age story. I mean, he...
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. Detective? Not going to lie. But police, I do right? remember it was like mm-hmm. some alien shit.
What?
Yeah. What? So anyways, cockroaches. Yeah, yeah. If they're attacking, we're attacking. If
so
chilling,
so you're not going to put on your like, Texas-sized boot on and go squash some shit?
Boy. Put that shotgun out and just blast the motherfucking cockroach.
Fighting with just one big-ass boot. Get over here, cockroach.
Pop out the big-ass chocolate. Yeah, that would be crazy though. Like, what I mean, there's so many of them though, so they would be everywhere. Like, there you would have to run them over if you're driving,
but they're human size.
Yeah, but you can still run them. You can run over humans,
but that means
car.
You're gonna fuck up your car.
Yeah,
not really, because they're not like a human, like, you know what I mean? They're still thin, like you said,
mm-hmm. but easy the shell on the outside is hard.
But it ain't that
That's
hard.
What I said.
But it ain't no
that.
Fucking tortoise.
Well, have you ever stepped on the like the trash can ones?
The water ones?
What? Like yeah. the big water bugs?
Yeah. yeah. When you, I stepped on one barefoot one time, and that's.
That's disgusting. Yeah, guys, but no tener las pinches pantuflas.
No, fuck that.
Your house shoes. You should
now
have house
now
shoes.
Now I have house shoes. Now I don't do anything without my house shoes.
Yeah, yeah no. I think I would still run it over. You'd have to have like a fucking dually or
yeah.
a lifted truck.
Texas. Yeah. So Sandra, what are you doing? You step on him, obviously, so, but you
barefoot.
Can't step on me.
Better use both feet.
Sandra's not yeah. stepping on him.
I'm gonna think outside the box here. We're gonna have a farm. We're gonna have a cockroach farm. You know how they have all those cattle farms? There's a bunch of cows everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Because they're delicacies?
Yeah.
How are you going to keep them from flying away? They can fly.
Flamethrower their asses?
Them,
cook
they're gonna
them up.
Stay there. See? Mm.
She's enslaving the cockroaches.
Yes, that's I am.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
I support you on that. I'll probably buy a cockroach.
And my husband stuff, will so. Be a stay-at-home husband.
That's some WPS because. Stuff right there.
It sure sounds like it.
Hey, where's my clap? You should have put...
It wasn't no, that
you
funny.
Didn't
it
think
needs
it
to
funny.
Be better.
It's hilarious. Gotta
be
better
don't give her the that. Clap. Yeah. She already has it.
Yeah! Come on, dude.
Damn it.
No!
Run. You don't even know the button.
And he doesn't know it.
And the crowd cheers.
I'm still trying to remember what these buttons are. There's 100 of them.
It has names on the buttons.
Still the label maker from your
you
work.
You can just say you don't know what you're doing.
If you don't know how to read, just
we
say that.
You yeah. If you don't know what you're doing.
It doesn't say on there, stupid.
Oh, yeah. You're stupid.
Why do you talk to yourself like that?
Yeah. Right.
Be nicer to yourself.
Babe, you what did I tell you about yourself. Being kind to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Javi. Di algo.
¿Qué vas a hacer?
Sí, dilo, dilo. ¿Qué harías?
Si sí, aparecen cucarachas Javi. Gigantes.
¿Qué vas a hacer con las cucarachas gigantes?
You'll stomp them out.
He's gonna stomp them out.
No, vamos a tener un rancho.
He's like, no, I'm stomping on them.
He's like, I don't give a fuck.
As soon as she goes to sleep, he pops out the boot.
I picture him going after him with like a samurai sword.
A machete. He walks out with his
the roach ninja.
He walks out with like his regular boot. He comes back in. He's like, I'm gonna need the big boot. Ready to stop that.
A torch.
And you?
Me? I don't know. I think I'll be on the same boat. I'll just see what happens. I mean, if they start attacking people, then yeah, dude.
Or start populating too fast. That's the second thing. That's,
oh, is there going to be yeah. the same amount of cockroaches as there is right now?
Yeah, they're just going to get huge.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, you got to start
no
killing
them. Yeah, you got to kill them.
You got to start bringing them down a little
flamethrowers
bit.
Flamethrowers it is.
Do you think...
That's what overpopulation is going to happen.
Shit, mm-hmm. Thailand would just eat them.
Thailand. That's just us. Do
all
you
the
think
islands would be fat now?
Yeah, they'd be like.
Do you think the government will just nuke us and be like, "Fuck it, we need to get rid of these cockroaches"?
Yeah,
nuke us.
We'd get put on a dome.
I'm not sure that they don't think that now.
They're pretty close.
The cockroaches would survive because they survive.
Yeah, they'd just kill us.
They're gonna kill us, and there's gonna be nothing but cockroaches.
That is true.
That solves it.
Yeah,
solves the problem.
Yeah,
we are
too many humans. Nuke them. Huge cockroaches.
Insert Miriam's. Why you dumb?
Yeah. Why you dumb?
We need to make that button.
Yeah.
Later.
So yeah, right now what? We're recording.
We're recording
so
what?
So you don't know how to work it.
What? Dude, already, what? Shut already, up. Quit talking to me like that.
We know you don't know how to work it.
You work it.
Hey, why is his dark blue and everything else is light blue?
Matches my eyes.
I was just about to say that.
It's because his is from the SD card.
Oh.
The other ones are pre-recorded in there.
I gotcha. Ah.
Yay. You found it.
Yeah.
There's only one button left. So
no, actually,
I had to beat that one.
There's still four more that I haven't touched.
Uh-oh. We got a donut.
Oh, no.
Cool. So, Miriam, do you have Reddit stories or anything?
Or? I do, if I had my phone.
Oh, well.
But what I do have a story.
You have a story? Okay.
Oh, shit, it's typed up and everything.
Because I would forget.
You wrote this?
No.
Oh.
Fuck, it's not a story like that.
I thought you wrote it. Like, I thought you wrote it down. Story time.
I know. Hold
on. A creepypasta.
Wait, it's like a poetry right now.
She's on Death Jam
poetry slam.
Yeah.
Water, right. Winter.
All of a sudden, she has black eyeshadow on and shit.
Emo Miriam.
That phase
that'd
is
be
over.
Scary.
What are you talking about?
That was
I look great with
month.
Eyeliner.
She's like darkness, rain, thunder. Okay, just
thunder.
Thunder. Yeah. Thunder.
Her name is Diamond. Thank you very much.
Oh,
shit. Nah, that's a different era.
Yeah, that's not emo Miriam.
Okay, so a Major League Baseball player slams an airline, United, for the flight attendants making his pregnant wife pick up after their kids. Okay?
What? Good for them.
So apparently the kids made a mess on the plane, right? Mm. Popcorn, okay. Snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
They were everywhere, on the floor, on the seat, in the aisle.
God.
And so should the flight attendants have cleaned up the mess, or is it okay for them to ask the parents to pick it up? Because this
was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
So technically,
why
I
was
think
he a douche and not pick it up himself?
Yeah.
His wife was pregnant and he's worried about it.
I don't know, dude.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
No, he has a great point. That's it. That's the end of the topic.
No, I mean, yeah, because at least I think that parents, if you're traveling with kids, you're obviously going to know that they're going to be rowdy, messy sometimes, so don't give them so much
rowdy,
not just
that
rowdy.
Kind of snack
anywhere.
Did the airline give them the popcorn? Not that it matters, because I mean,
no, airlines don't give you popcorn.
No, most parents just travel with,
they're getting cheap now
with younger children carrying their own snacks.
Pretzels, bro.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. I was just curious, not that it didn't matter to, oh, it was gonna change my answer anyway, because your kids, your mess.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was saying it doesn't matter if you're traveling anywhere that you would go. You need to pick up after your child.
My kids, my mess. But you said professional baseball player, so
yes.
He's probably
this
got a whole
like
different
on,
way of being treated normally.
Maybe. So maybe he was...
Yeah, it's still kind of shitty, though, that they, like...
You shouldn't think that, though. It's your kid, your mess.
No, like, I guess technically it is their job because they got to clean up the plane for the next flight. I do get that, but it's like... You physically saw your kids make this mess. Like, dude, at least pick up the majority of it.
I thought it was our job to
or
clean up after ourselves because they come with the trash bag. They're like, if you have
are
trash, put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to pick it up.
Well, they go by to try to make it better, but then afterwards they have to go through.
Not that stop one, it. Maybe.
It's not for you.
She's like, give me some. Look at her. She's like, give me some.
But yeah, they definitely need to clean up after their kids.
Yeah, I think the same. I think especially if it's that big of a mess, like I said, at least pick up like the big chunks, you know, like if there's pieces of popcorn or chips or whatever it might be, like, at least pick that up.
How long ago was it that we went to go eat and they were letting a baby eat by himself and he made a big old mess and they got up and left?
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling Miriam, I was like, every time we went out when Liz was little, we would always clean up the table and the floor and the high chair. And then we left. Yeah. Because my child's my mess. Like, yeah. What's his face said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that a lot in it's restaurants you. When they have when they have like little toddler kids and they're like just getting fucking food everywhere, boogers, whatnot, and then there's like napkins and rice all over the floor and shit.
Well, I mean, how many times have we gone to a restaurant and eaten and it's literally that situation where it's just like,
what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing at Thanos?
Leave Thanos alone.
They're gonna knock that thing over.
Why are you whispering? I don't know.
Got really quiet.
But no, it's true though. Like, if they're gonna make a mess, and I mean, like Sandra said, I mean, you were conscious of that, of like, hey, I'm taking my kid, she might make a mess, I'm gonna clean up after her. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh no, we're at a restaurant, it's their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of these younger parents fucking have like, that idea in their head.
That's
yeah.
such a shitty way of thinking. That's such a shitty way of going on about your life. I mean,
so what's your dinner table look like when at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it's not full of shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
Their houses must be. Oh, no, I can't think about that. Okay,
don't torture me.
Yeah,
no, more than likely, the baseball players got people to.
They got people to clean after them, yeah.
And that's probably kind of where that stands, too, where they're just used to everywhere, everything, someone does it for them. Yeah. So, I mean, that could stand along those lines, but I think it's wrong. I mean,
yeah. It's privileged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's just being a Karen.
Like, because you're not even tipping them for that.
No.
That's just being nasty.
Don't bring up tipping flight attendants. Damn.
Why? You don't tip?
Not the flight attendants, no.
I always tip.
The flight attendants.
No, not the flight attendants.
Well, I'm talking about the flight attendants.
Any kind of...
any
service industry, nail techs and stuff like that, I always give a tip.
Yeah, both even my though, kids were.
It does depend, though, because if the service is
shitty,
I might leave like a dollar.
I don't leave anything if they're shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Because they know that they're supposed to work for their tips. They work for their pay, but if they want tips, they know that they need to be more attendant, like coming over.
Yeah, because, I mean, you get the ones that are just like... They'll sit you down, ask you what you want, and then leave.
Yeah.
There's this restaurant here where some of us get really good attention.
Really good service, right?
I'm not going to mention any numbers or names, but I'm looking at his face right now.
Instead of him giving the tip, he's getting a tip.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, C, dude. C. Oh, it's not.
It's not even C.
It's not C anymore. I think it's anymore. No.
Next time. I'm just going to keep pushing them until we get to it.
He just keeps pushing the same one.
No, that's on there twice. Some idiot. I don't know who the fuck did it. It's on there twice, though.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's not. Push another button. Look,
I pushed this one, right?
Yeah, I saw that one.
All right. Check it. But
why would you push the same button again?
No, he didn't. I saw it.
So, it looked like the same button from my angle.
I wanted to be able to tell him he was down, but he's not. He got that one.
Nope, not that one either.
Damn, that's our
second
original,
to last.
Huh? That's okay. Go ahead. Say you don't know how to work.
Last one.
This is obvious. she said the last one.
Literally the last one.
The last one is C. Okay.
The last one out of what, nine buttons is C.
That's I?
Yeah, it's I.
I.
Didn't we say this in the last episode?
No, I don't think perhaps. I don't think we pointed out which ones they
we
were.
May have three episodes ago.
Yeah.
What?
It's my first time.
Give me a Sharpie. I'll fix it.
Right.
All right.
Hey, you're cool new label maker.
Wait, you got a cool new label maker? I got a cool new label maker.
What label maker?
The little compact one.
Oh yeah, I got a new label maker.
Huh. She didn't even know, bro. She just be buying shit.
She knew.
I knew what?
See?
New.
It's new. She doesn't know how to work it.
Shut up.
So you don't know how to work it. And that could be lots of things.
Did you guys hear that?
It's in the... What? It's over there.
What does that mean?
No, he's not here to serve you.
Why not?
Do it again.
I said please.
She's the lady of the house.
Thank you. Now I have my phone. I do have Reddit stories, guys.
Did you have something else written down on your paper, though?
No, that was just it.
You wasted a whole sheet of paper for that.
Well, I was going to put more.
Trees.
I was going to put more, but then I had to start working. And you know.
Yo,
oh, they fighting. They fighting.
Oh, it's a sister fight. Mimi.
It's a sister fight. Oh.
Javier's going to break it up.
Thanos just watching them like, damn.
I think Mimi won, guys. I don't know.
Which one's Mimi?
The white one.
Excuse me?
I got the buttons down right.
Now he got
the skinnier one.
Oh. No, she's not skinny no more. She's fat.
She's not fat. You're fat.
You're fat.
Damn. You guys are mean to each other. Right? Yeah,
the another sister fight. Ah.
Look, he's got them dancing.
That's because they all love him.
They all like to twerk.
I saw that. We need to get video. I mean, me just of the dogs.
We were getting hyped earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, put that plan B on.
And you're like, twerking?
Hey. Oh, okay.
All right. So, Miriam, what do you got?
Okay. Staying on kids and stuff. Says, am I the asshole for dumping my teenage daughter's dinner in the trash after she was rude to me?
No.
What kind of rude, though?
Well,
what did she do?
Yeah.
Yeah, read the story.
Okay. So on a throwaway account for obvious reasons, I'm 44, a single dad to two kids, Audrey, 16, and Emily, 12.
Those are not the real names.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Nobody cares.
I might not.
In a minute, we'll figure out the
right. He changed his name, but not the kid's name.
But not the kid's name.
Typical man.
That was damn it. It's too late now. You ruined it.
Yeah. Put another one.
Which one?
You don't know how to work.
Say you don't know how to work it. You get a dollar each time, right?
No, you don't get nothing. You're part of this podcast. All right, so it says, we have a great relationship, but Audrey can sometimes be rude and demeaning, saying cruel things casually when she's displeased about something or in a bad mood. Emily, her little sister, looks up to her, often mimicking her behavior, which obviously worries me. Okay, I cooked a nice Sunday dinner, and Audrey stormed downstairs in a bad mood for who knows what reason. She was being a downer, whereas Emily and I were cheerful. I asked her to improve her mood, please, instead of ruining the dinner. She turned to me and unleashed her anger. To quote some of her elegant words, you can stop lecturing for once. You're annoying as fuck, and seriously, you're the one who ruins everything. Dun, dun, dun.
You don't know nothing, Dad.
Bro, that dinner would have went across her face.
In Mexican household, that dish wouldn't have been in the trash. It would have been in her face.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
the white man is not talking.
No, I'm waiting.
The white man's not. Please,
is that it?
I was just thinking Mexican on this one. I'm sure he would have done the same.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, hold on.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the whole story.
But what else you say?
I stood up, took her plate, and dumped it in the trash can. I told her since she can't bother to show me any basic respect, she should start providing for herself from now on.
How old is she?
What do you think I was trying 16, to do upstairs, right? Dad?
16.
Yeah.
Depending on the state, he can kick her out of the house legally. But.
Maybe.
Probably.
She said she'll make cereal, and maybe I was an asshole this time, saying that's my milk and she should get a job and get her own groceries. I don't feel like I yelled at her. I felt I spoke calmly, but when she realized I was being serious, she got upset and started crying and ran to her room.
What a piece of shit. Like, you want to act all bad and cool, but then just break down the first fucking throwback?
It's not
throwback.
Over. Hang on.
Man, fuck this kid.
Bert's like, we're never having it happening here.
Are you okay, Bert?
I'm okay.
Triggering.
Trigger. The meme? Okay, so it says, we haven't talked since. Obviously, she's mad at me, but my now younger daughter is mad at me too, saying I acted like a huge jerk to her sister. I, of course, don't see it that way. I don't tolerate being spoken to with such disrespect, and it did hurt me a lot hearing Audrey say these things to me that were uncalled for. So was I the asshole? Obviously not winning any Dad of the Year award, but will I be winning an Asshole of the Year award? There's a couple edits here. It says, Forgot to include that my daughter also made a snide comment about the food not looking good, which is what triggered me to throw her plate away. I did ask her twice at the beginning what was wrong and why she was in such a bad mood. Her response was a sarcastic, "You wouldn't get it." I asked her why, and she just sighed. Of course, I'm not going to starve her. I was just trying to make a point. Vast majority of you think I'm the asshole. I'll apologize and give her her cereal.
I'm sure people went on there and was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're treating your kid like this.
Pues entonces no tragues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're just looking at what he did, but when is it okay for a 16-year-old to say,
you're annoying,
shut the fuck up to their dad?
Yeah, to your parent, you know.
And he even said that the 12-year-old said that he was a jerk. She's learning from her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be disrespectful in that way. Wow, that's such a just fucked up
being
story.
Being a typical teenager, and they both acted out of emotion.
Yeah.
Everyone thought that he was an asshole.
Everyone thought he was?
Well, here at Hard
to
Follow.
Because they're young.
Yeah.
We don't think he's an asshole.
Here at Hard to Follow. We don't think he was the asshole.
I don't think so.
Not one person said you should never speak to your parent like that.
Let's see. The top one that hasn't, I guess they give like a little awards or something.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you are the asshole. It's pretty clear where you went wrong as well. If someone is in a bad mood, asking them to not be in a bad mood is accusing them of ruining something is probably not the right approach.
Okay, they need to learn how to put their thoughts together.
That was one full run-on sentence.
That's dumb.
So that person's actually...
Damn, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Why are you so dumb?
Man, we need that button for real.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? And that's the shitty part. It's like people are going on there and like saying the man is the one who's wrong here. And it's like, no, dude, like she came down with a shitty attitude. And if you go back to the story, he asked her what's wrong. And she was just like, fuck you. I'm not going to tell you what's wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
and she made the comment about the food not looking good. If she's in a bad mood, she don't need to take it out on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, or if it was because of him, then she should have been like, well, it's because of you. You pissed me off.
Like he's trying. you know what I mean? Like,
he's struggling with it sound like two teenage daughters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He at least made dinner.
Single
like, fuck,
dad,
you can't
bro.
Even
Single
get.
Single dad. There's people that.
Right. It wasn't microwave
kids.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Like, he made them dinner. Like, that's already a huge plus. Like, you know, he could have just been like, fuck it, and just ditch them. Yeah. And then they got to do for themselves, you know?
Yeah. And like you said, that he tried to give her the opportunity to turn it around.
Yeah.
And she was just not.
Nah,
he had no respect for her dad.
Malagradecida.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
a la basura.
Robert,
no, he's
not the asshole.
No, what would you have done? Asshole.
I probably would have smacked her.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, natural
I don't
response.
Care, 16 or not.
No.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
But how she's Number acting, one, she might just hit you back.
Well, we've been
it's
a fight.
A fight.
I don't think.
You don't think so?
It's
no.
not child abuse if you hit them with the hand.
Open what? Hand.
It's not child abuse if you hit them with the hand.
With the open hand.
Yeah, not with an object.
Nah, because I got hit by the belt a bunch of times, and they never said it was abuse.
He was like, I didn't talk to my lawyer. Yeah.
My favorite, one that I was hit with, you because you've met Bob and Cheryl,
mm-hmm.
coat hanger.
Wire? Mexican
wire.
Do they do that thing where they go back here to catch a little wind and
they go shh?
No, it's a cord like a
yeah.
Oh,
now my children have also
electric cord
smacked on the ass with horse reins.
Oh,
but I mean you have to be pretty bad
for it to happen.
Yeah,
to get to that point.
Yeah, it's you got to be pretty bad. But it didn't happen a lot.
One of those stories?
We're not bringing them on so that they can tell you how horrible it was.
Their childhood.
Car Raven.
They remember shit a lot different.
We're going to call the children.
That's
right
what
now.
All parents say, because I also told my mom in front of Alex, and we'd be like, remember when mom used to hit us and stuff? And she's all like,
they,
no.
They'll never.
Deny
it.
Yeah,
it's
that
the
did
funny
not happen.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't deny it, but it has to be accurate.
Yeah.
You remember that one time I shaved the horse's freaking mane with the and mom beat you with the reins and you had rein marks on her legs and because she tried to get away because she was a dumbass she probably would have got hit twice instead of 50. Not really 50, but
yeah.
Our moms always told us, si corres, te va peor.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Pon la cara.
Yeah. And go on.
Sigue llorando y te voy a dar algo para llorar.
Me gusta la mala vida, me vale verga.
At the end, me duele más a mí que a ti.
¿Qué verga es eso?
You know we all got hit.
It does. I agree with him. It hurts us more.
Nah. You're such a fucking liar.
It's not a physical thing from the parent. It's a mental thing.
All right. What is it then?
What? It hurts.
It's a mental thing to spank your child.
Look, go get Thanos. Bring him over here. I'm going to take on my belt. You just go to wailing on him and see
how
you feel.
He's done nothing.
I was just going to ask that.
And even,
he will do something or he's done something
in
the
past. This morning he pooped in the kitchen and I felt bad for yelling at him.
Did you spank him?
No, I yelled at him and I told him he was a bad boy and then I gave him a toothbrush instead of a treat.
Okay, so have you spanked your child?
Yes, I have.
Have you spanked your child, Miriam?
He always runs away before.
No, because she Mimi
kicks.
Is perfect.
She kicks her dog.
Fucking liar.
She just locks her up.
Even her
in
kids
the
like, okay.
No, I've hit her with like a pillow.
So you've hit her,
but it's not like
have
a
you hit
a pillow.
Yeah,
have you
like
hit your child?
Not to say like you hitting your child. I don't think it's the same.
But have you hit her?
No, not.
At
say
all.
That
ever,
she never spanked me. Mimi, come here.
She's on the radio. She's like, I don't want to incriminate myself.
Nobody sent me emails.
I have spanked Thanos.
Sean, have you spanked your children?
Stung.
Fuck yeah.
Bert, have you spanked your children?
I have six. I've never laid a hand on any of them.
Because he's never around them. So.
And that's why three
They all live
person.
With his parents. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're
fuck
at right
kids.
Now.
Shouldn't they be like
anyway,
all over age?
Where I was going, I spanked my child. And let's ask somebody else if he's ever laid a hand on his child.
No. How would he?
Let he wasn't part. He said he was.
No.
He's never hit her.
Good. Es que Javi es un nombre de palabras.
Yeah. Es que él sí quiere a su hija.
We all do it to teach them something and he just can't.
And the people agree.
No, that's crazy how parents say that.
What was your worst punishment you've gotten?
I wasn't punished much as a kid. So I'm not really good.
I mean that shows.
Bert's perfect. He's an angel.
Okay.
He's never done anything
okay.
Wrong.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, Roberts.
Roberts. Yeah, we'll go with you because you're from a different era yet than.
Yeah.
Them,
look at that smile.
Look at
that.
Yeah. Let's call Cheryl right now.
I don't know if it's the worst. She's gambling my inheritance, so we.
That doesn't count.
That's what I'm saying. We can't call her. She's in the casino. I'll bring
Jack,
her up
she's
on,
like, I can't hear
friends.
You over the machines. You just hear jackpot going off.
I mean, according to her, she never did anything either. But she would tell you that she belted the shit out of me. I don't know. I was 4 or 5. My father wasn't there. We're going to church. I'm not going to church, and you can't make me. And
apparently,
God,
she can't.
By God, she made me.
He's like, and so, I went to church.
And I went to church.
And you weren't crying, right?
And I was in shorts, and you saw the red marks, and nobody fucking called CPS because it's like, not. Oh, they had a rough morning.
Yeah.
At least they made it to church.
Morning. WPS right there.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go to church.
At least they made it.
Yeah.
So, I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, thank God they made thank it God. To church.
It wasn't
bless
like that.
Heart.
It was like, you know, no, it wasn't bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
It was bless her heart.
All late.
They all come up to her rubbing her arm like, fuck, you're probably tired from beating this dude this morning.
I'm sorry your kid's so bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the worst one.
Devil child.
One of the worst ones was out drinking high school, probably 15, 16.
Good age. Mm-hmm.
Come in, you know.
Drunk.
Pretty messed up, yeah. Drunk. Yeah. And in the morning, Cheryl would come upstairs and like, get up. You got work to do. And your father's got something for you to do. And then I go see Bob, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to rotate the tires on your car. Which doesn't sound like a lot, right? But you're hungover.
Hmm.
Oh.
You've been to my house. Before there was a driveway there, that was all caliche. They would wait until the sun was up and it was bright as fuck. And it would
beautiful day.
It would bake your eyeballs along with your headache while you did it. And after you did it, it's like, okay, well, you need to do my car. You need to do your mom's car. And you know what? It's not been 25,000 miles. Put them back.
Oh. Damn. No, that's messed up.
Borderline torture. Okay. Like that's
child abuse right there.
this is hand jack.
Yeah, no. This is before power tools and all that good shit.
Yes, it was all by hand.
You're that old?
What is that?
Yeah, damn.
So, that's tough.
Now, I had a buddy that probably his worst one was his dad would make him go out and pick a switch off a tree. So you need a limb that's, 2 foot, 3
about
foot
that,
long,
yeah.
Really skinny and green.
Ooh, so it doesn't
break. It's got to be green. And if you bring the wrong one, it's worse.
Because then I'm going to pick one.
And, well, you're going to get like 10 max instead of 2. And you don't run away. I learned that too because I worked for him. And it. Back in the day, we didn't give a shit. You fuck up, we're gonna discipline you.
Yeah.
And I went home and put on shorts for bed or whatever, and you got red marks across your thigh, and all I get is,
the fuck did you do?
Why'd you do at work? And am I gonna get a phone call? And I was like, you're not gonna get a phone call. We worked it out.
Yeah,
I got my ass beat by my boss.
Yeah,
and I did what he wanted, or redid what I was supposed to be doing. So.
Yeah,
it happens.
Damn, that's insane. Huh? Miriam, what would you say then? Your worst punishment was taking your phone away doesn't count.
They took away my nail polish.
And no, by the time I got a phone,
they took away your heels.
They couldn't
take it away.
I got you. Yeah.
They all cut off your phone.
No, I think for me was the worst thing was when they would make me kneel on the floor in the corner. Face the corner.
So they put you in timeout.
You had to be kneeled down and you couldn't sit on the back of your thighs or anything. You had to
be kneeled straight up.
And then if you were really bad, they would put pebbles
beans.
Or beans or rice on the floor and you had to.
For your knees. Nice.
Ooh, nice.
And
nice.
You'd stay there and then
think about what you did.
But this was after a good spanking and stuff. So you're in the corner.
Do that breathing.
The size of stuff. So. Hey!
Oh, no.
I would like to put in this podcast that Javier just made my dog cry right now.
That's because she put her in the corner. Yeah. I saw the whole thing.
Because he keeps messing with her.
That hurt me more than her.
This dog should be such a baby.
Yeah, see if you would spank her every now and then, she would know how to behave.
Throat squeezes or whatever. La pulgosa.
Oh my God, Coco has pulgas.
No, she did not.
She barely has hair to have pulgas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kneeling with some rice or beans. Yeah, yes. That sounds painful. Yeah. I mean.
Sounds like a good one.
That's tough.
I wish I would have had that. I'm going to go home and tell Roz.
Nah, shit.
Yeah, it was that. And then sometimes they wouldn't do the rice or beans, but they would have me put
books. And hold them out.
Well, it wasn't out like that.
We had to do that in school. We had to hold them out.
Closer.
That was cool. Yeah. Go get 2 dictionaries, stand up in front of the class, and you hold them out like this.
Ooh.
And.
Yeah, that's tough.
If you come down before I say, you're getting licks.
Punishment on top of punishment.
Yeah, they're crying in front of the class.
Javier would have to do that, but he had to put his hands out for the nuns to.
I forgot he dealt with that.
Top or up?
It was up.
Con las monjas was up, and then like this.
Oh.
No, just
with your palms up.
Damn. Yeah. The so Texas palms nuns up. Did the back. Texas nuns.
Texas nuns.
Did the back of your
hand. Yeah. Nuns.
I just went to pick up my brother one time.
Nuns are horrible things, bro.
Yeah, Mexican nuns would beat up my brother.
No, any.
Okay, I think he was in.
He was
the angel that
he
you
was
think
the
he was.
Angel. His mom told me so.
Okay.
Right? I saw some pictures of him when he was younger, and I don't think he was an angel.
You were an angel. Huh?
They used to rent him out to be baby Jesus.
To be baby Jesus.
To be baby Jesus.
His mom owes him back taxes.
After, after the nuns were through him, he was baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
yeah, that's crazy. So, Fanny, what would you say your worst punishment? Just a beating or what?
Yeah, there was like two. The first one, I don't remember what I did. Probably something stupid.
Yeah, fair enough.
And yeah, my dad beat my ass and his belt busted on my back.
Oh shit.
You should have laughed at it and just
I did.
No, you start crying immediately. What is fucking wrong with you?
Like, can you imagine Bunny's laugh?
I know it.
Like, I was little though. I was probably
so it wasn't that seven. Loud.
I was little.
That just means he's not doing it right. It needs to be worse.
Yeah, and another time,
bring me the jumping cactus.
I slammed the door, and he dragged me by my hair from my room to the porch. Oh, you never
slam a Mexican man's door.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, and he was like, well, since you're slamming your door, you can't be in your room. So he dragged my ass, literally dragged me out of my room onto the porch.
Damn.
While he cut grass, and I had to sit there and watch him cut grass until he was done.
He should have made you cut grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, no, brother? I didn't know how to do that shit. What's up?
He's gonna be like, "You're gonna cut grass wrong." I got.
Yeah. He's like, "Fuck that shit." Yeah.
You're not gonna do it to my.
I don't need to punish myself that way.
Yeah.
Sandra, then what about you? I mean, growing up, what would you say, either from your mom or your dad? I guess right.
That, yeah, it doesn't mine matter. Is nothing compared to theirs. I thought mom.
I made my dad look bad, but my mom like did slap the shit out of me once for slamming the door as well. I had a habit of doing that.
So. Oh,
just slamming the door.
Yeah,
I do that too, and then no, I'm kidding.
Side eye right now.
He's like, esas son otras clases de
nalgas. Yes.
He makes a clap.
He's like, that's other kind of spanks.
Making it thunder. okay, Sandra.
Okay. What was the question?
Your punishment.
My dad was always the punisher. He would always spank us with the belt, with the wire, whatever he could find. I think the worst one for me is because he hit me in front of other people.
That is insult the worst. To the wound. Yeah, that's just.
Woo. Yeah, and I think both times I was either 13 or 14, and one of the time it was in front of my aunts and my cousins. And another time,
not the aunt.
Yeah, my stupid sister was laughing. She was making me laugh, and my dad wanted to come in the room to spank me because I had answered back.
Nice.
And then I was laughing at my sister, and he thought I was laughing at him, and he came in the room and slapped me and spanked me, and my cousin was laying down in bed next to me, so she got a couple of them too. Yeah. So I think those were the worst.
I would be mad as fuck. I'm just a bystander, and
no,
I get a couple.
You were laughing too.
You were laughing too.
That reminded me of a story.
Yeah.
Shit happens. You were laughing too.
Nah, what happened?
Nah, man. You should have rolled away and went, no, it was her.
She did have the chance to roll away. She didn't. I'm sorry.
Man.
No, sorry, yeah. The time that I got dragged out my room, my brother's friend was there. And so that was super embarrassing.
Oh, that's worse, right?
He was so scared. He was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, this is normal. Yeah, we do this around here.
You know, growing up, you're used to getting the spanking and whatnot, but that happens like inside the house. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But once they do it in front of somebody else,
it's like, oh, shit.
I think that was the worst.
You're right. We should have public spanking.
Like the shit
come up to your classroom.
Yeah.
Like the shit part about it is like you guys were embarrassed because they did it in front of a friend or they did it in front of a family member, but I'm sure they've also gotten some kind of beating or whatever.
Yeah, I mean if you acted up in a store or whatever, there was no worry about somebody's gonna call CPS or video you.
Mm-hmm.
You just your kid pick something up, throws it on the floor. You say, pick it up. They don't pick it up. You whip their ass.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Times have changed.
And nobody in that store would have done anything different.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
And they were better.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
When she talked about her cousin got hit, it reminded me of this horrible story. But it's a true story. I had an altercation the night before. I was all drunk and shit, right? And then I went to go stay at my friend's house. Because I was like, dude, you know, this happened, blah, blah, blah. I got into a fight. So I was all beat up already. I'm laying on the couch. I wake up in the morning. Her and her dude are fighting on top of me. Like, fist fighting and shit. Like, they were very toxic. And so they're like fighting on top of me. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I just got beat up last night. And y'all motherfuckers beating on me. It was wild. It's crazy. I was like, bro, what? It gets crazier, but I ain't gonna put them out there like that.
Yeah, that's insane. I've seen some of my friends fight before, and it was, I guess it was funny. I mean, my close circle, I mean, our friends from California Shooting Supplies, Mario, he's a friend from, I mean, fuck, second grade, I think. Like, we've been friends for forever. And I mean, so our families, we've known each other, you know, that kind of thing. But we've seen like our own friends get into fights or whatever it might be. And it's just, it's funny. We're not the typical friends. Like, no, but anyway, it's like, hit him, dude. Let's do it.
His claim was, I had to throw her on top of you so you wouldn't get up and y'all jump me.
Yeah. And fair. I was like, no, he was smart. Okay. He was a smart man. Yeah. He was a smart man.
You gotta give that to
me. Would that have happened?
You probably would have jumped in.
No.
No.
You say that.
No, I was like all beat up from the night before. So I was like barely waking up, hungover. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
No, but like if you would have woken up because they're fighting.
Oh, and saw them fight.
He did right.
Yeah.
He did right.
Yeah, and then and then he stabbed her with a screwdriver.
Oh. Oh, okay. So that goes to a whole different.
See, it's so close.
So close, yeah.
It's getting better. It's like, yeah, and then they got off of me. It's like, oh, good. So they stopped fighting. And then he stabs her.
He stabbed her while on top of me.
Oh,
in the side of the thigh. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? And it was wild. Whew, I got a lot of stories about that one, but we ain't gonna tell the public.
Cool, man. That's crazy.
That was just
a taste of funny.
Just
life.
Right. Almost, yeah. Almost, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
She ruined it there at the end, but
you know. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to say it, but y'all was like, it was fun.
Then I had a stab a hoe. I remember one time when we were younger, we in California, we went to a swap meet, and you know, there's aisles of stuff. And we were walking down an aisle, and some ladies were fighting over a pan that they wanted to buy. No, I'm dead
Shut
serious.
Shut up.
Hey,
I'm being dead shit. Serious.
I was going to say.
At a swap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on. ¿Sabes en cuál? El indoor de Perris, güey.
That was ghetto.
Yeah. So was you ghetto. See, you know, yeah, it's true.
Wait, no. Who did you fight?
Yeah. It was a really good pad. You don't know. You guys don't understand.
No, yeah, they were fighting, dude.
And at a princess house.
It was princess house pants.
But I was young, so to me, when I seen it and I'm processing it, it looked like Looney Tunes, where it's just like a cloud of dust and it's just shit flying around. That's what I remember. But like, it's weird because now that I think about it, I do remember the fight. Like, I remember the lady swinging at her with the fucking pan.
Holy shit.
And she hit her a couple times.
That's how you know they're good pants.
And then finally,
true.
And then finally, the husbands or just some dudes jumped in and pulled them apart. And then they were yelling at each other. And I remember my mom and dad are like, no, let's go. You know, like,
let's go the other way and let these people work their chin out.
Let's check out this fight.
Yeah, that would be not in my side. I might buy one of those flags. You hit her like six times with that.
My mom would be like, I need one of those.
She's like, ma'am, what's the name on this?
Yeah. It's Prince's house. So,
you know, just look at that other woman's cheek.
And then you can see.
Be branded on that bitch.
That's funny.
Miriam's like, couldn't be me.
Ah, sorry.
You wouldn't fight over a pan?
I would not.
What about shoes?
No, I wouldn't fight over an item like that.
Mimi.
Miriam said she won't fight over material things.
The eyebrow went up.
She is above that.
It depends. Can I take them?
What do you mean? It depends. How mad are you?
Wait, what?
Somebody walks by and kicks Mimi.
Bitch, I'm kicking their teeth in.
that's when you go TV run.
You're getting shot.
I kicked Thanos.
You kicked Thanos, not me.
But you see, Thanos has this.
Hey, you
fat,
thought you got away with it, but just wait.
Him.
Just wait.
Look at my baby.
I know what you love the most.
Thanos.
That Jeep.
Mm. You know, not so much right now.
It suddenly
it's
explodes.
Making me mad.
You know,
it just have brakes anymore.
I was thinking about training.
Coincidence.
Oh, for what?
Another Jeep? Yeah.
He has a 2001. He's going for a 2002.
I've got it.
He's going for
a
1999.
And it depends on how
best
much
year
they
ever.
Are.
99? Yeah. I graduated from high school.
What?
Mom, why'd you look at me like that?
None of us thought you graduated.
I'd be like, fuck you. Damn. Stop. Can you cut him out?
Fuck.
Hey, that's what happens when you make him sit with you.
We haven't had him on in how long? He comes on and he's just fucking roasty. Like, what the fuck?
The whole good time.
Yeah. It's been a hard week.
No, it happens.
Go I mean, for it. No, as long as it turns.
It's the roast of Sandra. Yeah. No, I was telling Javi that when I pass away, I want y'all to do a roast of me. All right?
Nice.
So at my funeral, it's going to be a roast. And
I was going to be roasting the dead person?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro. Are y'all going to hear it?
But you can't haunt me.
No. When y'all roast me, y'all going to hear that echo.
Is it casket or urn?
No, cremated.
Cremated?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, we're probably going to drop her.
Did you see that video?
I'm on the whole
video. That video's fake, though, because the guy rolled.
Did
he? Yeah, he rolled.
You're right. I have the video. I know which one you're talking about.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Where they're carrying the casket in the bottom.
No.
Yeah. Or something.
I was talking about the urn one.
Oh, y'all can smoke me if you want.
No, where they're at the beach.
Can we all have a little piece?
And they're going to spread the ashes. And they're passing it.
Put some money aside for 2 pounds of weed.
And they're passing it. And the last person drops it.
She just like, into the ocean. Stupid.
No, this is a video where they're carrying the casket and then the bottom falls out.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Goes out and it rolls down the hill.
Well, it's down the hill. It has to roll.
No, but you could see the person when they fall. Hollow. Like you could see like they did the first turn and then they started rolling.
Man, I thought I had it. I don't. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's in my collection somewhere of dead people falling out of casket.
I was like, yeah, that'd probably be us dropping Fanny. We're like, oh, sorry, Fanny.
Shit.
And you'd hear me.
Pongan piso.
No, that's.
I want a whole party, man. You know, people have divorce parties and shit like that. I want a funeral party.
Dude, I watched a video. Now, it might have been
and
fake.
And everybody
because
has to wear black.
Because,
all black.
You know, obviously.
Even your chonies.
Even your chonies have to be black.
So, obviously now TikToks they make them to look TikTok. You know a certain way
haunted.
And they're fake.
I'll loan you some. It's fine. What?
I'm saying.
What did you say?
I'm saying, you know, like sometimes you watch TikTok videos.
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go over there. Give me something to throw at him.
Maybe having too many people is not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The TikTok went.
Huh? No, go ahead. I don't know what the fuck you guys talking about.
We're waiting on you.
No, the fuck you guys were. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what are you guys talking about?
She was mad.
About what?
He made a comment.
About what?
About him.
What about him?
About his underwear. I heard you.
What did I say?
I didn't hear the whole thing.
So you don't even know why you're trying to throw something at me, see?
What did you say? She's just being violent.
A liar.
What a toxic guy. Ah. But anyway, Bert, what were you saying about?
No, I'm saying like nowadays, like you watch like TikTok videos or like videos on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like the shitty part is like, you don't even know when they're real or not because like sometimes like you're watching it. But then if you go back and look at it, it's like, who was recording this?
Yeah.
Or how was this placed to where the point where it looks like this?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing over there at the flag?
She's playing with my foot.
No, Mimi's like, over here barking because her toy's
like,
under
Mimi,
the couch.
Stop. Shut your foot. So, I mean, that's kind of shitty, though, about like videos nowadays where you don't know if they're real or not.
A lot of times, as soon as
you see it edited and there's a cup missing off the.
Yeah. Sometimes as soon as you start watching it, you can tell that it's fake.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, I'm recording a podcast right now. You want to say something cool?
No, I'm good. I'm going to let you go.
No, dude. No. You're on. Everyone just heard you.
Oh,
just say
God.
Something.
Hi, girl. Hey.
I'm good. Hi, everyone.
Hey, did you ever get punished when you were little?
Dude, don't get her started. We're talking about punishments for being bad when we were younger.
Oh, shit.
No.
We all want to know.
This is, we're almost an hour.
I would get it the worst.
because she was the worst.
Yeah, but what was the punishment?
This asshole fucking kick his ass.
She has road rage. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I'm driving. I just got off of work. I don't think Albert ever got his ass whooped.
I was just telling them that I was a good kid.
No.
And nobody believed you.
I don't know why, but no. It was always me. And I was like, what the heck?
I'm you and Ed, you two were the ones that always, well, because you guys were always fucking
what
up.
Was what, the worst why? One? What was the worst one that she can remember?
She can't.
The worst punishment. Yeah.
The worst, oh God, I think I like, I don't know. They were all pretty bad. I mean,
the worst punishment, not the thing that you did the worst.
All of them included like
not the worst thing you did, but the worst punishment. Can she hear me?
No.
Tell her.
I don't know if it's the worst. It was so bad that I laughed about it afterwards, me and Eddie, because we were like, fuck, we got our ass whooped. Like, and it was just like, shit. It's, you know, you get your ass whooped so many times that it doesn't even matter anymore.
I guess we're used to it.
Bad as hell.
It's bad, yeah.
You got a callus on your ass, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember one time my dad whooped our ass like really bad. I think it was one night that I had like gone with one of my boyfriends and I made Eddie go with me. I don't know if I made Albert go with him.
I obviously didn't go or else I would have remembered.
I think what she's saying was they never
invited him nowhere.
Even though you should have got it.
And my dad found out. And when we got home, he whooped my ass really bad. I was on the floor. He grabbed me, and I think he had hit me with the cord of the vacuum.
Oh, that's
bad.
Now we're talking.
And we went to the room, and Eddie and I just looked at each other like, oh, shit, we just got our ass kicked. I was like, fuck. And I just looked at him. I was like, well, you know what? Fuck it. It was worth it. So just...
But and he's all like, not for me.
He's like, I wasn't working for me. He's like,
let's hear Eddie's side.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Eddie right now.
Get Eddie on the phone.
That's crazy. Oh, hey, we also talked about a story earlier about a kid that was being a brat, and the dad ends up throwing away her food because she was being like a brat, pretty much. And people went on there and was like, you're a piece of shit for doing that. What are your opinions on that? Because you got two beautiful girls.
I remember though that she said, "What did she say?" She cussed him.
She cussed.
Yeah,
him out.
She cussed. Okay, the girl child. Cussed her dad out, and she just had a bad attitude. And so, dude threw away her food because she was like, "The food looks nasty," and she just had a shitty attitude. So he threw away the food and was like, "Fuck it, then make your own food." And people were like, "Oh, how dare
were
you?"
They out and about eating.
No, at the house. The dad made the food.
Single dad.
Oh, she just wouldn't fucking eat. I wouldn't. I'd be like, you don't want to eat my food, then you're not eating the rest of the day.
There you go.
Go to your fucking room.
Do the clapping.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would fucking, you know, I do kind of cuss on my kids. I mean, I'm not the perfect
guy. Kind of.
Floyd doesn't cuss.
Shout out to Floyd.
Doesn't cuss. Yeah. My husband doesn't cuss. I do. I'd be like, well, get the fuck out of my face. Go to your room. So, I mean, that's just my reaction. I mean, I'm being honest.
Goodness.
That would make me mad. I'm already mad.
She's like, fucking kidding. She's gonna get home on that. And again,
like, what are you doing?
You know what? Right now that you brought this up, I literally just got out of the store and I called Yelena and I was like, hey,
shout out to Yelena.
Yeah, I said, can you check and see if I have something? Because I'm gonna make. I've been wanting Parmesan shrimp pasta for a while, so ooh. I want to make some.
Sure.
And I asked her, I said, do we have stuff for the garlic bread? And she's all like, no. So I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, what are you making? And I told her, and she's all like, Mom, really? You know I don't like shrimp. I said, well, that sucks, because that's what I'm fucking making. That's what I'm going to make, and if she doesn't want to eat it, she don't have to eat it. So
fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah.
it's not that we're a piece of shit parents. It's just that, like, you know, if you let your kid get away with so many things, they're going to keep stomping all over you and talking shit to you and treat you the way that you're going to be treated.
Exactly. And then they also go, they also end up going into the world thinking they can do the same to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, I'm sure every kid knows how their parents are. I mean, like I said, my kids know their dad, he's strict to a certain point where they are afraid of him, and I'm strict to a certain point too, more in a bitchy way. It's just more different, you know, but they know we're different in our certain our ways, and it's just, they know not to cross us, so I don't know.
Yep, that's how it should be.
No, we get it. We get it. Cool. Well,
good answer.
Thank you for answering some of our questions, and I'll call you later.
Okay.
You want a shout out to anybody since we have you on?
Oh my gosh, you actually have me on the podcast?
You're going to be on the next episode.
You're recording.
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're recording right now.
People are going to be like, damn, that crazy bitch.
So you want to shout somebody out, I guess, or to your friends?
No, I'm good. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Badass podcast.
Hell yeah!
You guys are badass. You guys make me laugh all the time. Yeah. Honestly, I'd be in the car listening to you guys, and I'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Like, I'll be talking to myself.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
I'll call you later.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye. That was my sister, guys. She's the eldest, and she's crazy. I love her to death, dude. She's like the best, but goddamn, like, she's the one where, like, we'll be somewhere and she'll be the one to just get mad out of nothing. And, you know, that's going to start something or whatever. Or, yeah, she's
crazy. Don't start shit just because. She just speaks her mind.
Herself, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's crazy, man. No, she's.
You remember that time when we were in grade school and you got me in trouble?
We were never in school at the same time, her and I.
Oh, she's that much older than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your parents were tired of beating a kid by the time you came along.
Hell yeah.
And that might have been a thing, because I think my other one got less than I did. I mean, my youngest brother.
Oh, yeah.
Angel, shout out to Angel.
Yeah, the youngest one's hard to get shit.
Yeah, he got.
Yeah, they don't get nothing.
It's always the firstborn that get beat really
He's
good.
The first one. She's the first
or
one.
The
and,
middle.
Then, and then Ed, the middle. Second one.
Middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, that was funny.
Pretty funny.
You guys, anything else I guess you guys want to bring up? I mean, I know we haven't recorded in some time, but
he's playing with the dogs, guys. That's
what
they're fucking all around this table.
He's getting distracted.
They're all around this table. I'm trying to make sure they don't drop the PA.
Or you're just playing with the dogs.
No.
That's why they're all around there.
Yeah.
I know, bastards. So anything you guys want to bring up? Anything that we need to touch up on from any of our previous episodes?
I don't remember our previous
episodes. Yeah.
Last ones were Spanish, huh?
Yeah, I think the last one was Spanish. And then we did one before that was Robert.
No. Well, hey, he's being obnoxious, sorry.
No, it's all right. All right, guys. So I guess with that final note, we'll say bye. A huge shout out to our friends over at California Shooting Supply Tomorrow. What's up? At checkout, use the promo code HARDTOFOLLOW15, while one word, for a 15% discount at checkout.
Is that still active?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I just messaged him earlier today. He hasn't said, like, hey, you guys aren't on anymore. I think we're still on. And then a shout out to...
Order something and find out.
Right,
that is
true. We need to.
And then also a shout out to a friend of the show, Mark. He reached out the other day and sent some topics in. On the next episode, we'll touch up on those and we'll get some of his topics out.
Nice.
That he sent out. Thank you for those.
Nice.
Thank you for listening. Just everybody who continues to keep on listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Roberts
finally showing up.
finally showing up. I know. Oh my you God. Know what? That's so weird. I should have told her because she was like, the show is not the same without Robert.
That's a lie.
I'm gonna call her back now, bitch, and I'll make her say that.
We've been boycotted because Robert wasn't on.
Yeah, dude, literally. She was like, it's cool and I like the show, but it's just not the same without Robert. Dude, literally.
His head's gonna get bigger.
So anything you want to say? I mean, you got people that are like, "Fuck, where is he at?" And you know,
it's been a hard little bit of time. So.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think I mentioned that on one of the episodes, like that you've just been really busy.
Definitely miss it because this is like the only kind of break release you get.
Yeah,
he was roasting everyone before we started here. So.
Yeah. What?
You?
I wasn't.
No.
I love you.
Okay. Miriam?
Most of you.
Whatever. It means mutual. This is why we're on opposite corners.
Stop. I'm joking. I love you too.
Okay,
six feet apart.
Yeah, they're definitely 6 feet apart.
Miriam's?
Well, shout outs just to everyone that keeps listening to us, even though we're
annoying as fuck.
Kind of.
But we love you.
Throw her food away.
I already ate it.
Yeah. I'm going to throw make it throw up.
Come here. What do you have in your mouth?
She's like, here, eat some gluten.
Nah, just everyone that's listening. Thank you.
Cool. Fanny?
Yeah, shout out to all our listeners. You know, everybody keeps continuing to listen, even though we don't post as often anymore. Thank you for all the support. And just shout outs to all my friends. Everybody that listens and supports the podcast, thank you.
Cool. Sandra?
Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome.
Again.
Thank you for coming.
I listen to you guys, even though I'm not on it all the time. I still listen.
Cool. That's why we shout you out every time.
Yeah, I know.
Javi, algo que quieres decir?
Yeah, I think Sandra, she lied.
Yeah, Sandra's lying.
She lies.
And with that, we're gone, guys. Bye.